Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
I want you to listen to this. There's lyrics here you've never realized before. In a minute, they say, oomba, oomba, booba bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's really in the lyrics of the song. Freddie Mercury, I believe, says this part. Listen, here it comes.
What's
you ever notice that? It says oom-ba-be, oom-boom, oom-ba-be-be.
Yeah.
It is in the lyrics. Like, if you go do that at karaoke, do you have to do that?
Yeah, you're supposed to. Absolutely.
I never noticed it.
Yeah. I'm a huge Queen fan.
Yes. You knew that then.
Yeah, just because I've been a huge Queen fan for most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mbabe.
Take all fan.
Mbabe. Rise yeah, Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Fat Boy, was the key word Mbabe Boobababoa?
Hell no.
What was it?
It was water.
Water.
W-A-T-E-R.
Text water. The word water to 72881, and perhaps you could win $1,000 with the P1 payoff and not be under so much pressure. You like that? Pressure could be against you, too. You got some problems. It's the All Advice Show, the once-a-month All Advice Show, 1-800-774-0093. This is where the P1 family comes together and helps each other work out their problems. And as always, a phone screen full of anonymouses. Anonymi. Let's go to anonymous number one. Good morning, anonymous. I know you listening right now don't realize if you're anonymous number one or number two, but if you're anonymous number one, so good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, that's you. Good morning. How are you?
Hey. I could be better.
Did you know the umbabe? Did you know that
I
was
I did not know that.
See?
No.
There you go.
We teach you something.
I've been singing all along. I didn't even know what I was singing, I guess.
Yeah, me too. All right, so you're anonymous. You're calling in for advice. Why? What's going on? We'll try to help you.
Well, I mean, I need some advice because this is a hard situation. Well, I guess to come right out with it, I'm dating my daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Dang.
And
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, like,
I mean,
are they exes because you cheated? Or
No.
Oh.
I mean, they've been broken up for a while, and, you know, I just happened to see him in Walmart shopping, and you know, we just hooked up, and we've been dating for a while now.
You're Eskimo sisters.
Did y'all leave Walmart together to go hook up?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
They started a fire to start a distraction while they were doing it.
Of all places, you just go to Walmart and you leave there to go get yourself.
Dude,
just can't imagine.
It's like once a year.
I go to Walmart all the time. It's never happened to me.
Once a year, Paige will do a story in news and it'll be like, they say that you'll find the love of your life at the grocery store.
Yeah,
Maybe you will.
You never know. I mean...
I'm certainly not going to ask you how old you are, but I would like to know the age difference possibly between you and your new boyfriend.
I'm in my 40s and he's in his late 20s.
First of all, you don't have the voice of a 40 plus, so
no.
Congratulations on that.
Congratulations on not being a smoker.
Yeah, you must not smoke.
No, I never smoked.
So what does your daughter think about this? Is it all in a big mess now, the whole family?
Well, that's why I'm calling, is that she doesn't know yet. She's literally probably going to beat my ass when she does. I mean, this isn't her latest boyfriend, but this guy's latest girlfriend.
Okay, so
his last girlfriend was my daughter.
So
he went from the daughter to the wow.
Okay, so you're the mom, she's the daughter. She broke up with that. We'll call him Dude.
Yeah.
She broke up with Dude. She's now with another dude. But after the dude, the girlfriend dude, he's now with you, and she's with another guy. But
right, she doesn't know that I'm with him.
How old is your daughter, if I may ask?
What?
Is your daughter the same age as is your daughter in her late 20s as well?
She's in her early 20s. He's in his late 20s.
Okay, so he's a little older than her. Kind of meet in the middle.
You know, there's one thing about, meeting that someone. And sometimes your perfect love won't be under maybe the right circumstances as far as society goes or timelines or this and that. But of all the guys in the world, you have to realize how this is going to this is going to melt her down.
But why? I know that it will, but
I can't
why
tell you.
Must it?
Because it just, you don't go places where your kids have been.
Literally.
Well, I understand that. I do. And I'm just maybe playing devil's advocate on this, but, is the daughter going to be mad because she's actually mad or because she feels like she's supposed to be? Because most of the time when somebody's mad, it's because they feel like they're supposed to be and not because they actually are.
That's an interesting question, but let's ask this, though, anonymous mom. I'll call you that now. Why did they break up? In other words, what happened with your daughter and the boyfriend? Did somebody step out of the relationship? Or did they just decide it wasn't going
to work? Yeah, I think he didn't want to see her anymore.
So he broke up with her.
He was just sick of her issues.
I'm trying to think which one would be worse, if she broke up with him and moved on and then mom slid in, or if he said, I don't want to break up with you. Oh, man.
I think it's worse if he broke up with the daughter and now he's with the mom.
Yes.
I think that's definitely worse.
Because mom, I believe you. I really do. I think there's a lot of trust here in your voice because, first of all, you don't sound like you're in your 40s. So you're being honest with us on that. But your daughter, no matter what you say, because there's only been 3 months separation here, right? 3 or 4 months. She's going to always assume y'all were messing around while they were together.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be able to tell her otherwise.
Right. I know. And I'm just worried, all these things are coming up in the summer. You know, we're going to we get a big family trip in July. And I don't
know. No, you don't.
Not anymore.
Probably not. You ain't going to the beach. It ain't going to happen.
No.
One of you's going to have to go to Myrtle's Inlet. The other one's going to have to go to Cherry Grove.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach in between you.
Yeah.
It's like an hour and a half ride while we're construction and traffic.
One gets it in the daylight, the other one gets it at nighttime.
Yeah.
I mean, age really shouldn't matter who you're dating, but the problem problem is the trust.
Well, a lot of people are over 18.
I'm sorry?
A lot of people are over 18.
Yeah, everybody's of age, so that's good.
Yeah,
well,
but,
of course.
But the thing with your daughter and the trust, if she came to you having problems with this relationship and talking to you about this guy that she didn't think was doing her right, and then they break up and then you started dating him, how do you think you would feel in that situation? I mean, I can see why the daughter's not going to be happy to talk to you.
I know. It feels crappy. I mean, it really sucks for the situation to be like this.
But you're happy with the dude.
You're happy with the guy, right?
Yeah, he's great.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know what to tell you.
It's hard when you get older to meet someone, you know?
Oh, come on!
It is.
Well, it kind of is, but...
It is.
It should automatically make him off limits that he was with her first.
It should. I mean, it should. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing you got to say. Do you care more about the possibility of this working out with this one guy, or do you care about... your relationship with your child. And you can see her point of view, certainly. But which one, which one do you care about?
I mean, I care about my daughter, but I mean, she should understand that I want to be happy too.
Is it something, is there getting over this in anybody's opinion? Is this mm-hmm. something, there's, no. like, this will irreparably forever harm the relationship between mom and daughter?
I think so.
I understand that, but at the same time, I think people are too dramatic about it.
No, I mean, I get where they're all consenting adults, but it's still the fact that she went to her mother, and the wheels are turning in the daughter's mind going, okay, well, she was lusting after my boyfriend the whole time that I was dating him and talking to her about my problems with him. And that's a problem.
Well, man, what is the advice you're seeking? Is the advice, am I wrong with this, or how should I tell her? Like, what's the advice you're looking for, Mom?
I guess I want to know how I'm going to tell her, because we've got all these plans, for this summer, and they're going to see us together.
Hmm. And there's absolutely no thought of, I'm just going to break it off with this guy. This is happening, and it's how she deals with it. It's not this may happen. It's happening, right?
This is happening.
And daughter's going to find out soon what's going on.
I got to warm up to these. You can't start off the top of the all advice show. It's not a barn burner, my Lord.
Fastball, the high heat, Matthew.
Okay. Do us a. How are we on time, Flobo? Do we need to break here and retire? What we'll do, anonymous mom, hold on for us, okay? Because we got more to talk about. All right, and we can get to your calls, and maybe. I hope Nine's playing real devil's advocate here, and just it's a role he's playing, because you know this ain't right.
No, I do understand that it isn't, but if it just happens, then. You know, what happens in life that you just can't get over? Is this something you just can never get over? Really? Things happen.
All right. Well, I think he's just playing. I think he's just trying to get everybody stirred up.
I'm really curious. Like, why there's no getting over it, especially if she's dating another dude?
I guess it takes someone who has a child to understand.
Uh-huh. Maybe it does. And thankfully, I will never understand.
1-800-774-0093. The Rise Guys. Once a month, all of...
9, Paige and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
I tweeted this. What a way to start the once a month, all advice show. A lady calls in. She's a mom. She says she's 40 plus. She didn't sound like it, but good for her. And, she's dating a new guy, has been for 3 months. It's her daughter's ex-boyfriend. Now, her daughter's moved on to another relationship, but there's only one guy in between her and her mom. You know what I'm saying?
He must be redneck hot, like old Channing Tatum or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's pulling the mom and the daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, so she's like, it's not, should I break up with him because of this? It's how do I tell her? So... we're getting to your calls, 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to one of my faves.
People are mad?
Well, they should be at you for what you said, Jim.
Well, everybody's somebody's ex.
Of course.
Yeah, you've never hooked up with anybody who wasn't somebody's ex.
I don't know.
And all of your exes have hooked up with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I
get if it's in the family. I get why people are mad, but everybody's somebody's ex.
Yeah, I never thought about that before. I never took a virginity.
Yeah.
I've given one before.
Yeah.
I've never taken one.
I gave one time.
I'm a good Samaritan. Let's go to one of my favorites, as I said, P1 Swollen Sack. Good morning.
What's happening, fellas?
Not much, sir. It says here you have a comment on the daughter and the mom and the boyfriend. What would that be?
Yeah. I got 3 sons. And they have dated some really, really good-looking girls. Mm-hmm. And that's as far as it goes. I mean, you got to respect your children enough not to cause... I mean, family's more important than a piece of... I don't know if I can say that or not.
Flash.
Anyway.
Slash
that, yeah. But, I mean, the kids... Man, she's got to respect her daughter. If they was feelings... I mean, if it was a one-night stand, it might be different. But if they actually dated and they had feelings and dated for a little while, she can't go in there and do that. I mean, that's just total disrespect to her daughter. I would never do that to my sons. I mean, I would have never, ever. You just don't do that. Even, I mean, back when I was single, I had a couple of really good friends, and you could call it the go, I guess, the bro code or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But if they dated somebody and had feelings, we would never even think about taking that girl out because she's talking about going and doing summer activities this summer.
Yeah.
If her daughter and this guy had feelings and they had sex and all that, and here they are sitting at dinner at a beach trip, I mean, what?
I know. What do you talk about?
Feelings is going to, what's going to be? Yeah, I mean,
Mama's
I wasn't
still,
with you, baby. I mean,
Mama's he still shaved down there? Yeah, the table talk would be awkward.
You don't have to talk about those things. You don't have to, yeah. But you can't resist.
That's right. Swollen Sack, thank
going
you.
Going through your head, I mean.
Well, enough about that. Thank you, sir. And I hope the doctors give you some good news here soon. Thank you. P1 Swollen Sack, everybody. Mine too.
I like the P1 name.
He's good. He's had a tough time. Let's get another female perspective on this, not just Paige, but Kayla. Kayla's on line 4. Hey, Kayla. No, did she just say?
Wait, seeing this happen, good to go.
Uh-oh, you're on Bluetooth, ain't you?
No, I'm on the phone. Can you not hear me?
Oh, you're just on a bad call. Let's go to Travis then. Well, she's not. Kayla, did you one more time? No?
No, please try to call us back if you can get a better connection, because it seemed like you had a similar story you were trying to tell us about. We just couldn't hear you.
Please call back. Please. Travis, though, is here. Travis, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, sir. You wanted to comment on the mom dating the daughter's ex-boyfriend.
That, absolutely. I mean, how low can a mother be to, you know, put the relationship with her daughter on the line? You know, mm-hmm. if I was daughter, whenever she told me about it, I'd look her straight in the face and say, great, you know, how do you like how things taste?
Oh, my God. Well, that'd be the last Mother's Day you'd see her.
Ew.
But Travis, thank you for your call.
There's that.
Well, I mean, it's just a lot. Look, if it's the end of time and there's only like two or three people running around this world or whatever and you have to, okay, then you can sleep with my ex-boyfriend. But in this world of tons and tons of availability, there's other options.
And
even if you like him and he's attracted to you and this and that, it just ain't right.
And a lot of times when an older woman is dating a younger guy with the daughter around, that's kind of competition, and she's got to be on her A game.
You watch too much porn, Paige.
I do.
It's impossible.
I watch no porn. But what I'm saying is without the jealousy factor between the two, it's going to be there. So it's doomed. She should walk away from this and not be with a boyfriend.
Our communications director, Fatboy, just told me that Kayla has now returned.
Oh, good.
Back on line 3.
Kayla, here we go.
Kayla, you there?
Hey.
Perfect.
I am.
Better, much
perfect.
Better.
So, been there, done that, something like that with you?
Well, thankfully it wasn't me, but I had a friend back in high school, and her mom was always the hot, cool mom that we all partied with. And she had dated a guy for quite a while, and he was like the one who got away. And sure enough, her mom hooks up with him, and they were together for like a year or two, and he was like underage and everything. And I think, like, his mom had even pressed charges against her, and they still kept seeing each other. But I saw her a few years ago, and she said, yeah, like, we don't really talk much anymore, her and her mom, because there's no coming back from that.
God,
I mean,
no.
Where do you go from there?
Jail.
You're never going to be able to date somebody and not worry, like, if my mom trying to hook up with him, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kayla, I'm glad you got back through. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Kayla.
My new boyfriend's 15.
That's awful.
Let's go to Lauren on line 2. Lauren, this mom, she calls in. She's now dating her daughter's ex-boyfriend. What do you think?
I think that is disgusting, low down, and the relationship is going to completely collapse because of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just can't do that, you know?
But why?
And
nobody has a why. It's just it's bad, but nobody can really explain why. And I'm just asking to be the devil's advocate.
It's bad because his, you know, appendage has been in her daughter.
That's all you really need to say. I mean, even if it was a relationship or feelings, that happened at one point. And you can act all day that you can get over the hump or whatever, but every time you look at him and you look at her, it's in your head.
Well, daughter has peace of mind that she was there first, though.
No, but your mother should love you. No. Your mother should love you the most.
Tell her that.
Not over some boyfriend who's not going to be there for but a couple of months.
Oh, you don't know that.
You're casting judgment, Paige.
Yeah.
Well, everybody is.
Yeah, it's true. Everybody is.
Lauren, thank you so much. Thanks for passing judgment with us today. Thank you.
Then you have me, the guy who's often called the most judgmental one on the show, not casting judgment.
I anointed you that year one, remember?
I know. Yeah, right. I'm the only one not casting judgment right now.
He's not even using Google to do it. He's doing it with his brain. Let's go to an anonymous who had a similar situation with his brother. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, sir, what happened with your brother? Whose ex was it, and how did it all go down?
So I'm the youngest of three brothers. And about 6 months ago, me and my ex split up. Certain reasons I want to go back overseas. She didn't want me to go back overseas. And when I came back...
Are you under him now?
Are you underwater,
my
sir?
Middle brother, my middle brother and her were together in a relationship, and me and him got into a little bit of a tussle over it because he's like, dude, you're my brother. And I gave him the option, dude, I'm family. You either stick with her or you can choose family.
And what'd he say?
So you need to make your mind. And, well, he did the right thing. Said, dude, you're right. You're my little brother. I love you. This is what's going to happen.
It's 2019. We got to get phone calls to work better. I mean, good gracious.
Eskimo brothers with his brother, though.
If you want to date old girl, we're just going to date her.
Let's go. Time for another call? Yeah?
Yeah, one more.
P1 Spectrum. I hope the connection's good. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. What's up with you? You want to make a comment?
Yeah, I just want to say that it's just the selfishness of this whole situation. It just shows her true demeanor. And, I mean, you're supposed to be there for your kids. And, I mean, I kind of feel like that whole relationship, she was probably trying to eye the boyfriend, and he picked up on that, and that's why she broke up with him. I mean, why he broke up with her.
God. Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. Because the boyfriend broke up with the sister.
Or the daughter.
Sorry.
What's going on? He broke up with it.
But like I said, even if he didn't go straight to mom, the daughter's going to assume there was something going on.
Well, that's kind of on her for assuming that.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it is.
It's not really as much as assuming as, like, you know, you can have a connection with somebody and feel their vibe and their energy and everything just by a look. And, I mean, like, I'm an avid believer in that. So, I mean, like, that's probably why he's never wanting to commit with the daughter, because he felt something was there. I mean, just for her to seek out and take things from your kids, I mean, like, it's morally wrong. Like, just morally wrong. Everything about it is wrong. Like,
P1 Spectrum, I agree with you over my former best friend, Nine. I really do. And thank you for your call. I appreciate that.
He's some pretty degenerate type things, and I'm just trying my best to ignore.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it just shows his selfishness, too.
Talking about Jimmy. Even
agree with. Okay. I mean, you weren't saying my name. This is real mature.
Oh. All right.
Well, I hate you anyway. But anyway, it's like what you said. You got to have a kid in order to know that position. And, I mean, you don't have any clue, man.
No,
you
I guess not.
Trying to get it wet.
No. I mean, I'm not trying to do that. I don't know why you'd accuse me of trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just asking questions from the other side. Plus, you gotta admit, it's probably pretty cool,
that's why I said I'm just, you know, it's outside the box. There's nothing wrong with
this. This is all just a fun animated discussion.
Yeah.
Spectrum, thank you so much.
Right.
Make it fun.
Appreciate all your talk about the energy and the good vibes and all that, and feeling the vibes.
Don't take it all so seriously. We're not in it. It's fun for us.
Paige let me feel her vibe the other day. She left it on my desk.
It's gonna throw it away.
Yeah, that thing's heavy.
Oh, all
right, we'll put the advice on hold for a moment. Paige, what are we working on in that play?
Oh, well, let's talk about a famous couple, Vanna White and Pat Sajak. They had only one argument in 36 years, and I'll tell you what it was over next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Probably eyeliner, makeup, something silly like that.
Perhaps.
Switcheroo day. He wears a dress and spins the letters.
Switcheroo day.
Can she even talk? Who knows if she can even talk?
She can speak.
All right, we'll get into that, the Pride of Myrtle Beach, right after this. Morning, everybody.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933theplanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Well, if you think it's tough putting up with all of us in the same room for so many years, imagine working together for 36 years.
That would put us at 2039. I can't imagine that.
You can't?
I just can't.
Nine is laughing.
I'm laughing because I've been threatened with violence.
Oh, goodness, why?
Paige, leave him alone.
Not by Paige.
I'm not violent.
What, on the text line?
Oh.
Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, let me go see.
Someone wants to punch me over there. Oh. I'm like, I'm not
you?
Having sex with the ex-boyfriend.
You're about to be.
We need to block P1 Big Brown from texting in.
I didn't do it.
That's hurtful.
So 36 years.
36
you,
years.
You said you referred to the cast of Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Vanna White and Pat Sajak. You think that they have, you know, the best chemistry together. They don't have any problems, but they did have one argument.
What was that about?
Well, it was over hot dogs. Over what kind of condiments to use on the hot dogs. She puts ketchup on there. Rather, she puts mustard on hers, and he prefers ketchup only. So she'll put ketchup and mustard on hers, and he will only have ketchup, and she thinks that's weird.
No chili?
No.
They're both weird then.
So she has ketchup
and mustard.
What,
are they 4 years old? Do they have smiley fries too? That's crazy.
I don't know.
First of all, which one of them is releasing a book? Why else would this... they're not going on the interview circuit. Let's see what's going on with the cast of Wheel of Fortune. I mean, why is that a... Did someone just TMZ track this story down finally?
She was interviewed with Fox News. There's also something where she was... there was something that, you know, they were asking her questions about the show. Also, she said that she's behind Jeopardy host Alex Trebek in his battle with cancer.
Well, I'm going to think she didn't say she was not behind him on that.
Yeah, that's good.
What else is she going to say?
She says, we've known each other for over 30 years, of course.
Of course you're behind him. Everybody's behind him, right?
Wink Martindale's not.
Yeah.
He's out against it.
Supporting him and praying for him.
There might be one jerk who really wants the job who isn't, but everybody else is generally, yeah, man, do it.
Well, she's just saying that she's thinking about him. She's behind him and praying for him. That's a good thing to say.
They seem like decent people, Pat and Vanna.
I don't believe that story either. Like, I mean, they worked together for 36 years. Bull crap, they only had one argument. And bull crap that it was over that. You know, they were arguing about, you know, oh, yeah, Vanna's so hot. Nobody ever says anything about me, Pat. Vanna's been in Playboy. I've not been naked.
Yeah.
You know, there's a professional jealousy. It has to be.
And I think it, you know, it would be over something important, like maybe.
I'm jealous of Fat Boy how good he looks on the opposite sex filter on Snapchat. I'm jealous of that. Why?
Don't look at it too long.
Is that what it is?
That's what our
he gets all the
latest
glamour.
Arguments about. If you're curious.
Are those pretty blue eyes?
Well, you like fat girls that look like they work at Cornell Dubilier.
Dude, you look great.
5 days a week.
Lose about 10, 12 pounds, you'd be perfect.
Yeah, hot woman.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about the arguments of working with people every day, and you don't care what they put in their mouth. I certainly don't.
Were you not here for that last conversation?
No, I mean, you know, I'm not worried about what you guys are eating. Yeah. As long as you're not, like, eating anything disgusting or stinky in front of me.
Thank you.
Yeah. They've both made well over $50 million. I mean, they're both worth upwards of $50 million because of Wheel of Fortune, which is... That's an easy gig, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's an easy gig for both of them. It's just a cake gig, and they've made millions and millions and millions of dollars doing that. They probably don't have much to argue about.
Yeah.
It's a cake job. They don't see each other that much if they don't want to. I mean, it's just easy money day in and day out.
Well, it's not that easy because Vanna says that she does six shows a day in 5-inch heels. It's not easy standing in those heels all day long looking good.
Well, they don't do six shows a day every day, though.
And also, she's not even physically spinning the wheels in, or the letters. She's touching iPads, essentially, with her finger.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to her, it's difficult in standing there.
That's who should be worried about AI is Vanna White.
Yeah.
I mean, right now,
a robot out there.
They're doing her a damn favor. They could remote control touch those lights on that thing, but she's there.
It wouldn't be the same.
The age of 62 years old.
If still looking good.
If they taped six shows at a time, they're live. Not even at most they'd be on 260 nights a year, but they're off a couple weeks here or there, holidays, etc.
They go to Hawaii sometimes.
So at most they work 43 days a year. At most.
You try standing on heels that long.
I would stand in heels for 6 hours a day if I were worth $50 million for working 43 days a year. Absolutely would.
Hear that, Steve?
Yeah. Get some heels in here.
All right. They work 43 days a year if they tape six shows a day. That's crazy. What are they? I'd be bored the rest of the time.
The good thing about that show, though, is that, I mean, the reruns could continue to work. Like with Jeopardy and stuff. I mean, the history, the material becomes dated. But with Wheel of Fortune, I mean, you know, you could do anything forever. Replays and all that stuff. I had the video game. I had Wheel of Fortune on video game.
I had it on Super Nintendo.
I had it on a computer game. I'd play it in the computer room. Remember those?
Yeah.
Computer rooms.
Man, I used to have the Wheel of Fortune Super Nintendo game.
Yeah?
But there's only like 30 puzzles in the game, so you figure it out real quick.
Oh, man. Look at a young Vanna White there, wearing a completely transparent sheer bikini.
Yeah.
She still looks good, but I want Pat to have the flicker. Let's see, is it there? Is it there?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if it's there. How many kids are named R-S-T-L-N-E because of Wheel of Fortune?
Rosslyn. That's what me and Angel call it. That's Rosslyn.
The guy who wrote Goosebumps, right?
Yes.
That's R.L. Stine.
So their 7,000th episode aired on Friday.
Oh, good for them.
I know.
Yeah, I watch
people
it.
People like that show.
It's fun. How about making the Wheel Watcher Club just like an ID or two numbers?
Yeah.
Instead of a whole serial code I got to memorize. I win my trip to Hawaii.
That's how Inario got out there. He won.
Did he?
Sweepstakes. Yeah, he's out there all week.
Trying to get on those shows.
Wheel Sweepstakes.
You are famous if you're on Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy, I would think. Now. Mm-hmm. And then YouTube. That's it.
Couples Week was always a favorite of mine. They'd get on there.
Yeah.
I just did a Buddies Week.
Really?
Best Friends Week.
Yeah.
I like to see the behind the scenes of Couples Week when the losing teams go backstage and argue.
She's sitting there beating him with a pocketbook.
Can you imagine? Yeah. All right.
I said I was doing all the guessing, fool.
You're supposed to guess an S.
You guessed a dollar sign.
Why is Mr. T in the couple?
I don't know.
It's 80s week, fool.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. T.
Doing an S on the board.
I'm here with Tootie from Fats-A-Lot.
You immediately go to Mr. T voice. I don't know why it's Mr. T. Is he married?
Is your Mrs. T? I don't know.
I like to guess D.
Mr. T married Mrs. C from Happy Days.
I don't know. It's in the works.
No, he was married. Phyllis Clark is the ex Mrs. T.
What if he goes to buy a vowel and he takes one of his chains off? Your pet. I want to buy a fool.
Yeah,
let's go team.
I wonder as years went on if I know they have, but like you know, is money problems and this and that. Like the chains got smaller.
Oh, the heads.
You know, like will two chains eventually be down to one chain?
He gave his to LeBron, so yeah, he gives them out left and right.
Wow.
Play a partner.
All right.
That was fun.
Okay.
I like laughing.
I do too.
It's fun as hell.
Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We have for you $1,000 cash coming up next, the P1 payoff. We do that 12 times a day. Get ready for that. Fat boy will give you a keyword. Text that to 72881. And then it all begins again. You think hour one of the All Advice show was crazy. Oh, boy. You wait hour two. 1-800-774-0093. The Rise Guys continues right after this. Morning.
The Planet.
They're really funny people. They're awesome. I kick ass.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is great radio.
I can't get enough of it. I listen to it every day now.
93.3. The Planet. Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.